This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, we noted there are four references to knowledge. Three refer to knowledge that is clear and precise, experienced in an intimate personal relationship. We considered the first reference in verse 2, where it is primarily focusing on salvation. In verse 3, Peter begins describing how sanctification works in the life of the believer. It is the process of growing into Christlikeness that continues through life. He explains how God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. The commentator Strachan says this word translated has given and its cognates always carry a certain regal sense describing an act of large-handed generosity. The tense in the original emphasizes an act of giving in the past that continues in the present. God has given us by His power everything we need to experience life in its fullness, expressed qualitatively in godliness. The two words, life and godliness, describe the unified whole, not two separate aspects of our experience. We often think of life as primarily including the necessities of our existence, food, clothing, shelter, and possibly health and enjoyment. Dr. Wiest writes, "The expression describes the absolute fullness of life, both essential and ethical, which belongs to God. It is used to designate the life which God gives to the believing sinner, a vital, animating, spiritual, ethical dynamic, which transforms his inner being and, as a result, his behavior." In our next visit, we'll discover how this provision begins to work in our lives.